your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A very entertaining Super Bowl is in the books, but the analysis of both the game and commercials continues. Are they worth all that money? We're joined by Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Let's, at the beginning, Tom, let's talk price. What was the average price for an advertisement in last night's Super Bowl?
You know, if you're going to use the analogy of a thermometer and take the temperature of the health of the advertising market in the Super Bowl environment, you have to walk away feeling like it's pretty good. Ad rates continue to rise, and believe it or not, advertisers were paying $5 million, that's million with an M, dollars, for a 30-second spot. And that means, if you break down the numbers, that advertisers paid about $115 for you to watch their commercial based on the ratings that we know right now.
It's just an unbelievable amount of money, and obviously the ads are creative and a lot of people talk about them. Is there a way to figure out, though, whether it's actually worth it for a company? I mean, does it actually turn things around or help them expand the business?
Clearly, to pay $5 million for 30 seconds, it implies that there's a major benefit. But here's one of the interesting things, Cisco, is that how different the advertising model is from what's being sold today on the digital space. The digital space is all about targeting. Man, if you're out shopping for a Coleman stove, you're going to see those right in your newsfeed on the various social media networks and in your search results. This is all about putting a lot of eyeballs and putting a huge number of people, about 113 million people, under the tent to do brand building. So there's a direct line between watching a commercial and buying a car really isn't there. But what the advertisers are trying to do is to plant that seed and tie it to a very strong emotional reaction. So a year from now, when you say, gee, I'd like to buy a car, or I'd like to buy laundry detergent, there's an emotional tie there that possibly prompts you to go buy that product.
But not as many people were watching yesterday.
Yeah, ratings down a little bit, down about 3% to an eight-year low. But the thing that I found interesting, and final numbers are going to be out later in the day, but the NFL as a whole, and we've talked about this a couple of times here on the Noon Business Hour, the ratings are have taken a double-digit hit for the NFL in regular season play. The ratings for the Super Bowl were down, but a lot less. So the Super Bowl is still punching above its weight as a standalone event. So ratings there down about 3%, but throughout the season, you know, down double digits.
Which of the commercials did you see that you thought really brought it home?
Yeah, a lot of buzz about Jeff Bezos in the Alexa Loses Her Voice commercial, and a lot of pushback, let's be frank, with the Martin Luther King speech being used to sell pickup trucks. The one I found most interesting and I think is the most talkable is Sheriff Hopper from Netflix's Stranger Things showing up in the It's a Tide ad commercials. And to have somebody, a star from a show that is a part of the over-the-top experience for the viewers, be a big enough breakout star that advertisers want to use him on another network to leverage a product, I find very interesting. So I found that was the one that really stuck out to me.
You mentioned the MLK sound clip appearing in the ad for Dodge. I guess that goes to show that you might spend all this money and produce a commercial that's impactful, but it may not necessarily be positive for you.
Yeah, very true. You're always taking a risk. You know, if you never get checked a little bit, you're probably not taking enough risks in advertising to have an impact and to move the needle. With that said, leveraging an icon's voice from the past about a very important social issue to sell a pickup truck, I think struck a lot of people the wrong way. Certainly got that emotional response, certainly some powerful images and some powerful copy underneath it. But at the end of the day, you say to yourself, yeah, but they're using it to sell a truck. Is that right? I think that's one of the big questions people are asking.
We saw some years ago Chicago's Groupon do a commercial that fell flat. Does this actually hurt a company that's put on something that's inappropriate?
Again, so hard to tie those direct connections. That cause and effect relationship in advertising has always been sketchy. It's always been sort of the emperor has no clothes piece of advertising that everybody relied on when there were three choices and you spent a lot of money. People saw you could say, yep, it works. Look, we're selling more cornflakes. In today's hyper-targeted environment, you know, those lines are a lot brighter. You can connect between a viewing on a social media feed and a click on a product to turn around and buy. So does it hurt the brand if they get pushback on an idea they had? Hard to say. You know, and sometimes just being talked about is what they're after anyway.
Are there certain industries, I'm thinking soft drinks or automobiles or certain food items, obviously beer, where you just sort of have to be in the Super Bowl because otherwise you're really missing out?
Yeah, that's true. You know, and that's that brand building piece. I'm trying, when you're fighting in a low margin industry, like say, you know, beer or groceries or something like that, in the margins, you don't have a lot of pricing power. What you're really doing is fighting for market share. And that's where you see the sword fight between competing brands happening for big brand building exercises like the Super Bowl. So, you have to participate in this, especially if you're a national or an international brand. And big event sporting event, you know, big sporting events like the Super Bowl are really the only place you can sweep all those eyeballs under one tent anymore.
Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv. Thanks for joining us.